RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
An ongoing deluge kills scores in Darjeeling and Ilam, Nepal. Catastrophic floods and landslides continue to batter India's Darjeeling Hills and eastern Nepal, leaving a trail of destruction across the world's most storied mountain tea regions. At least 24 people have died in India and 50 in Nepal, with dozens still missing. Entire slopes have collapsed, sweeping away homes, bridges, and tea factories. Power and communication lines remain down in several hill sectors, and major routes linking Siliguri to Meerut and Darjeeling remain impassable. The tea industry has suffered immense damage. Around 30 to 35 Darjeeling gardens, nearly half of the region's 71 operational estates, report severe infrastructure loss. Landslides have buried sections of tea fields under meters of debris, while floodwaters have uprooted thousands of mature bushes. Irrigation canals and internal roads were washed out, and several factories stand filled with silt and stones. Planners estimate losses exceeding 50 crore, with some gardens rendered unworkable for the remainder of the season. The Tea Board of India and the Indian Tea Association are jointly assessing damage and preparing a formal relief appeal to the West Bengal government. Across the border in eastern Nepal's Ilam and Punchara districts, the devastation is equally grim. Torrential rains destroyed or submerged hundreds of hectares of tea farmland, much of it smallholder operated. Factories at lower elevations were inundated as swollen rivers carried away tea dryers, machinery, and raw leaf stocks. Producers warn of an impending supply gap as the autumnal flush is likely lost. In Ilam alone, 37 deaths have been confirmed, and dozens of families employed in the tea sector remain displaced. Local tea leaders say the twin disasters underscore the region's growing vulnerability to climate change. Soil saturation and deforestation have made steep plantations increasingly prone to collapse, while heavier monsoon bursts overwhelm drainage systems. As one planter told TBiz, quote, "The hills are shifting under our feet. We must rebuild smarter terraces, drainage, and community resilience must be part of the tea survival strategy." Business Insight. The tea community is rallying to support workers and families affected by the devastating floods and landslides in Darjeeling and eastern Nepal. Immediate relief efforts are being coordinated by the Tea Association of India, the United Planters Association of Southern India, UPASI, and the Darjeeling Tea Association, which are channeling funds towards emergency housing, medical aid, and estate repairs. In Nepal, assistance is being organized through the Ilam Tea Producers Association and the Nepal Red Cross Society, which are delivering food and essential supplies to displaced tea workers. Contributions of any size can help restore livelihoods and rebuild critical infrastructure in these mountain tea communities. For detailed information on how you can help, visit TBiz, that's TEABEIZ.com. In Los Angeles this week, International Tea Importers, one of North America's most recognized specialty tea suppliers, confirmed it has ceased operations after 35 years in business. Founded in 1990 by the late Devon Shaw, ITI grew from a small family import venture into one of the largest independent specialty tea distributors in the United States. After his sudden passing in 2016, Shaw's wife, Rena, and children, Brendan and Bianca Shaw, as well as other family, including nephew Bhavan Shaw, continued to run the company and its affiliated Chato Tea Rooms in Los Angeles. In a statement posted to the company's website, teavendor.com, the family wrote that, quote, "After much reflection and consideration, we have made the difficult decision to wind down operations at International Tea Importers." The note thanked employees, suppliers, and longtime customers, quote, "for their loyalty and friendship through decades of trade," end quote. Speaking with TBiz, Brendan Shaw said the decision followed several challenging years for importers. Quote, at the time of the closure, we had about 25 employees, many of them with the company for two decades or more, he said. We tried our best to find them employment elsewhere. Some have started their own blending or co-packing ventures, and we've been directing customers their way where it makes sense. His cousin, Bhavin Shaw, described a confluence of pressures that proved difficult to overcome after 2019, rising California operating costs, escalating international tariffs, pandemic-era disruptions, and a shrinking of the U.S. tea room sector. Quote, everything we knew about the specialty tea business has been shifting, he said. Free trade assumptions no longer hold, logistics costs are unpredictable, many suppliers are going direct to retailers. It's a fundamentally different landscape, end quote. In 2019, ITI employed about 60 people and maintained a vast catalog of premium loose-leaf teas and blends sourced from India, China, Japan, and East Africa. The company was widely respected for its relationships at origin and for helping hundreds of small U.S. tea retailers establish supply chains during the early specialty tea boom. The Shaw family emphasized that Shadow Tea Rooms, with four locations across Los Angeles, will continue to operate, focusing more tightly on customer experience and curated tea menus. Quote, our commitment to quality and to the culture of tea remains, said Brendan. We're evolving, not disappearing, end quote. Business Insight. International tea importers' closure marks the end of an era in American specialty tea importing, but also perhaps the beginning of a new one shaped by smaller, more agile partnerships between growers, blenders, and tea room entrepreneurs. Kenya launches Orthodox Tea Auction, opening a new chapter in specialty trade. Kenya, the world's leading exporter of CTC, that's crushed hair curl teas, has taken a bold step into specialty tea with its first Orthodox Tea Auction. The debut sale was held at the East Africa Tea Trade Association's Mombasa Auction Center, the same platform that processes the bulk of Kenya's CTC volumes. Roughly 92,000 kilos of Orthodox teas were offered across 2,900 lots, fetching an average price of $3.70 per kilo USD, a significant premium to CTC averages of $2.28 per kilo USD. This price differential highlights the potential value of whole leaf and specialty teas in global markets. EATTA CEO George Omuga said the auction, quote, achieved an impressive 90% absorption rate with prices outpacing those of CTC teas, end quote. He told Seed Farm, quote, it's our time to show the globe where the best Orthodox tea on earth exists. What happens in the auction sets the pace for the global tea trade and tea prices, end quote. Orthodox tea still accounts for a small share of Kenya's output, approximately 15 million kilos in 2024, but the government and industry are aiming for much higher levels. Their target is 200 million kilos by 2030, implying substantial investment in new processing capability, leaf quality training for smallholders, and modernization of value-added factory lines and infrastructure. For Kenya, long known for its volume and strong blend CTC production, this pivot signals a possible transformation from commodity supplier to specialty origin. Muga writes that the inaugural auction on September 24th, quote, was not just historic for Kenya, but for global tea markets, end quote.
Produced by Atavita Studios, connect your voice to the world.